This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson. The dictating cardiology consultation on patient Maya, M-E-Y-E-R, first name Adriana, A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A, date of birth 11-18-1948, date of evaluation May 13, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Julie Gu, G-O-O. The chief complaint, swollen ankles. The HPI, the patient is a 75-year-old female who states that she has had chronic fatigue syndrome since age 43, period. She further reports low extremity swelling beginning July of 2023, period. She reports that the symptoms of lower extremity swelling came after a trial period. She stated that she is mastering her diabetes period. She noted that she had had an elevated hemoglobin A1C in April of 2023 period. She had subsequently lost 27 pounds period. Her hemoglobin A1C then decreased to 4.8 period. Her cholesterol had decreased to 143 period. She had developed visceral fat, but stated that she has had no chest pain period. She has mild dyspnea on doing repetitive motion and on going upstairs, period. Her past medical history lichen sclerosis of female genitalia, myalgic encephalomyelitis / chronic fatigue syndrome, next number insomnia, next number varicose veins, next number prediabetes, next number anemia, past surgical history, breast surgery left 1971, tonsillectomy, 1968, cone biopsy of the cervix times 2, benign breast tumor, 1972, the medications, amitriptyline, 10 milligrams, take 7 tablets nightly, clobetasol 0.05% cream applied to affected areas PRN sparingly, doxepin 25 milligrams 1 capsule HS, trazodone 50 milligrams 1 tablet nightly, allergies. She reports multiple chemical sensitivities, period. She is allergic to Castellani paint, i.e. phenol, latex, next number, penicillin results in GI intolerance. Next number, shower fresh fragrance. Next number, she is allergic to all type of fragrances. Penicillin results in vomiting, period. The family history, mother died with cancer, i.e. endometrial/GYN cancer. Father died in his 90s with a cardiomyopathy. She has had correction. She previously worked as a registered nurse. Review of systems, constitutional. She has fatigue and night sweats. Eyes, she wears glasses. Throat, she has hoarseness. Cardiac, she reports lower extremity edema. Gastrointestinal, she has hemorrhoids. Genital urinary, she has nocturia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Hematologic, she has anemia. The physical examination, blood pressure 128/58, pulse 82, respiratory rate 17, height 65 inches, weight 126 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiac, there's a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. Extremities reveal moderate varicosity of the lower extremity. There is 2 minus 3 pulsating edema, period. Abdomen is noted to be distended, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 76 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. The impression, 1, abdominal distension, next number, edema, next number, varicose vein, next number, vascular insufficiency, next number, history of anemia, next number, history of chronic fatigue syndrome, plan, echocardiogram, evaluate cardiac status, next number, ultrasound of the abdomen, evaluate abdominal distension. Next number, CBS, correction, CBC, comma, TSH, comma, Chem-20. The plan would consider diuretics, however, she defers on diuretics at this time. Again, abdominal ultrasound has been ordered. Echocardiogram has been ordered. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.